Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 7, Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, The Hunt of Roland.
Oh, this podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
All right, this is a game we recorded a little before we started playing our Monster of the Week game. We had a member that was leaving town, moving away, and so we had one little thing that needed to be settled before he took off forever. So this is that little interlude. Hope you enjoy.
I'm trying to decide, and I'm like,
if we're still waiting for people, do we want to do this first?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me, Mr.
Got it.
Should explain for the people who haven't been here for Roland?
Not quite yet.
Uh-oh.
All right, I'm going to need a little bit of space here.
You
sorry.
Can't have it. No space for you.
It's all.
Oh, I'm kind of mad at you. I said hi to you the other day as you're walking your children, and you didn't say hi back. Your daughter said hi to me, but you didn't.
I'm gonna guess there were headphones squeezed into my ears, and I probably wasn't paying any attention to the world around me.
That's okay. We're not neighbors anymore, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, nice if you...
We still parked in front of our house and just walked over here, but...
Do you have just whatever Roland needs?
Oh, yeah.
Does Roland have his character sheet?
Right there.
Oh, look at that.
Somebody was prepared.
I have not
I get 3 weapons.
Roland for... Time.
Yeah, you usually get like 2 mundane ones and then 1 cooler one.
Pick 3 monster slaying weapons.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Oh, yeah,
18.
She just says. Perfect. Cool.
I don't know what to
choose. Oh, no.
Well, it's the.
Where's my panther?
So, by way of introduction.
Is that not your panther?
How much
a long time ago.
That's your panther.
Okay. Who's panther?
And then
Roland has a thing, too.
I don't really have a panther.
He doesn't have, like, a...
I have a mechanic.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't have a mechanic.
I'm a fey beast tamer. That's a displacer beast.
Okay.
That's my pet.
That's right. You do have a displacer beast.
You want to be stealthy and quiet about things?
All right. What dice would you out here? I'll just give you a full set.
Leave it a mess.
And then I need an extra d20, probably.
Oh, yeah, because he does twin double strike. Rolls.
Oh, rolling in his special needs.
Yeah. Okay, now you can lay down Roland's history for anybody that doesn't know it.
Right, so a long time ago when we started playing, this guy Roland was, pretty awesome, we heard. And so we decided that if he was going to become known as such an awesome guy, he might develop himself a bit of a reputation. And that reputation may... or may not always be favorable for him. And given the piles of bodies that he seemed to leave in his wake often enough...
including nearly his friends several times.
I've been hurt by Roland.
We decided that...
I think you left...
Roland's hurt.
Yeah. Died once.
I made up a character, and his the shtick for this character was that he'd actually been hired by the families of some gnomes... who died tragically working, and they were murdered by the butcher, Roland. And that I have been hunting him for my entire career as a Dungeons & Dragons character, which is only half as long as Roland's, which means this fight's probably going to be very lopsided. But
I don't know if I'd go anywhere without my posse, though.
Oh no, you've absolutely been
this time,
ambushed.
You have been ambushed. He has been watching you, he's been following you, and now...
We've thought this out.
We have.
So, I'm going to get a surprise round, and then we roll initiative.
Okay.
Remember, I am half the level you are, so...
Do remember.
Basically, it's going to be a minor miracle if I pull this off.
Also, by the way, this is one-on-one... Blow your dailies.
Right. All the dailies, all the action points.
Everything you got.
There is only one thing happening today, so let's make it count. So
yeah, this is PvP.
Yeah.
Just it does not happen in our games.
Right. This is generally not a thing, but because we have had this set up for quite some time.
This has been like 9-10 months.
I've been in some sessions where I've wanted to.
And he has, and since he is moving away, we are going to take care of this once and for all. So,
roll it.
With that being said...
Right, you had to actually be here. This character has caught up with Roland.
Oh,
Oh my. This could be
very short. There is a fourth. This and Roland is a seventh.
Our jigs.
Hey, I do have surprise on him though. So
well, we don't know. This so you
get to hit. So basically, I get to hit him first.
How's your RNG?
And then we roll initiative. And if I win initiative, then I might get to hit him again. And then the question becomes: will I survive a single round of Roland? The answer is probably not. But I'm willing to give it a shot. So
before we start, Roland is staying around, and I'm leveling him to 11 no matter what.
Okay,
in case. Is able to make
sweet.
The,
how many action points do we have? Three.
Well, you're going to get. Well, it doesn't matter. You can only spend one in a fight anyway. So
one. There's
always
one. You got
one shot at it.
Yeah. All right. So Roland,
probably blow this if you're close.
No, but I'm not close. Yeah, I'll do that. But I'm. All
okay, right. Ready? So initial surprise attack roll is 26 versus AC.
Got me.
Yay! I've damaged Roland!
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Oh no, you damaged him.
You know they make him jump to conclusions, Matt.
19 damage.
I made $1 million.
19 damage. Yep. You're looking at 19 damage.
What?
19 damage.
Oh, he's
that may
bloody.
Kill me.
No. Oh no. I highly doubt that.
No, no, you're okay. No.
Dude, you're 7th level. No, I don't. Right. So, now that brings up initiative.
Okay. No, that's a 12.
You need to go outside?
Roll a 20.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I need to work on the floor, dude.
That's better.
12 plus...
You have 22.
22.
What does he start with?
20 versus AC?
No, 20 versus...
No, it's just initiative. Initiative right now. He has a higher initiative than you by 3.
Yeah, I feel like he probably did.
He has 22.
Except for you. Okay, so... Actually, mine is plus 17.
Really?
Because of the stance that I'm in, the pouncing links stance.
You were able to do that in a surprise?
Huh? See, that's what he's always in.
Pouncing
links is like the by default stance.
So you'll then have to follow.
So where are we? Like, give me some scenery here.
Okay, woods.
What was I, in the woods?
Yeah.
Well, you're
okay, so I was just kind of chilling in the trees.
I'm guessing you were traveling between jobs, probably headed to your next adventure.
Trees that he's going to leap up into and gank you from above.
What was that?
Maybe.
What was that?
Bastard. He's got a black panther.
The luchador would.
Oh no!
Oh.
What'd he get?
He won!
Oh.
He has an 18 rolling goes first.
Right, so at 18 initiative, like the one thing I just about can't fail at is initiative, and nope! That's right. Gonna be making the fight
Roland goes first.
So here comes his arrow back.
Wait a second. What is your range on the longbow?
I think it's.
Is the longbow 20?
Yes, we're both within longbow range.
Okay.
So hold on. Since I didn't win initiative, you have to give me at least a moment to monologue and as he screams at you, Roland the Butcher, I'm here to exact vengeance for all the families of all the dead that you have left strewn in your wake, you horrible human being! Prepare to die! At which point you...
At which point Roland is like...
Are you a human being or are you an elf?
He's an elf. Close enough.
Remind me you're an elf.
Dude, I'm a panther. Freaking Azari,
you
so.
Horrible metahuman.
Your panther will be mine. Biatch.
No.
I'm what going to
kill you,
bastard.
I just a wood elf ranger.
Ranger?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I
spews damage like no other.
Yeah.
See, I should have gotten in on this though because he did.
No, that character's
just daily.
Okay, don't even bother with this.
No, I'm gonna take the sure shot.
You also want to do this.
That was
sure.
This
yeah. The body.
I'll query him.
Yeah, I was rolling.
Give him my hunter's query.
That character's dead.
I will sure shot. Use my daily.
It was awful dang close.
You were talking about Tom,
yet. Huh? Tom.
Yeah. Oh.
See, Tom should have been along.
I think you are charging right now.
13 plus 13, ooh, so 30.
Yep, that is.
DAC.
It so doesn't matter what I'm
targeting. That hits him and his
it's
mother.
It's these strong ones.
You got one more d10.
I think that hits his grandmother.
Oh, wait, I got plus one to all my defenses due to my displacement.
Just roll one twice.
Remember that.
Okay, here.
Roll one twice.
Displace those beasts.
And a d8.
What? Why?
Because he's my query.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If he if he tops out damage, this is it.
Like I said, if I don't win initiative, like basically it's I get to do whatever I do until he goes. Once he goes, it's just a question of am I going to survive one round?
Monologue and death.
Probably not.
Monologue and death.
So here we go.
Oh no! Horrible.
Yay! Three, for bad
four,
sorry,
one more.
9. 10, 11, plus 7.
7. Yeah, that was not much.
18. So, 18.
Could have been a lot worse.
Oh, he lived.
44, 18.
Oh, shoot.
What, you did.
What is the plus 5? That goes in with it, right?
That's okay. Already in here. So, 18.
18 damage?
Yep.
All right.
You didn't even get bloody.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
That's awesome.
No. Oh, you didn't bloody him in one hit?
I think I'll fail. Take my action point.
Maybe not.
You're action. So much less of a player than I thought of you 5 minutes ago.
To be fair, 22 would have bloodied me, so yes. I'm not that far off from bloodied. So
what are we doing on your action
point? What's your second attack? He's already just looking at encounters. Screw the like, not even going to waste dailies on you.
The other daily is a stance.
Oh, okay.
And so you've got to be within 5. So
Yep, I guess to the encounter powers then.
All right. I think I'm going to take Twin Strike.
For South Carolina,
well, yes. Moving away, and our characters have a bitter rivalry that has to be solved with weaponry. Basically, we just have to see how fast he kills me. So,
well, it could be him. You don't know. RNG.
I would consider doing this.
Vicious Longbow. I could go away from him so he bites. Because
it's still two attacks. You get two attacks. And you get to add the dex modifier on both attacks.
What do you mean I get two attacks?
Oh, okay.
It says right here in the power, two attacks.
No, we're at.
Okay.
Probably go ahead and do that.
Cut.
So I can find
range on that, though.
20.
I don't know, probably late.
Alright, so I take both of these.
Yeah.
Probably.
Seems normal.
I see really low numbers.
Wait.
20.
Maybe not low 22. Enough, but
this is 22.
VAC.
This is
that
less. Is. Elven
good.
Accuracy.
Right.
Okay, yep. We'll figure it out.
Elven right. Accuracy, roll it again.
That'll seven. Do. Right?
That is 20.
No, that's not enough. Not while I'm standing next to my panther.
He only gets hit by one attack.
Okay, so one hit. Nice. And that's a d10 plus 7.
I might survive the first round.
He's going to survive.
Might.
And he's my quarry, so do I get my
d8? Not again.
Oh,
unless he's got the feet. Does he have the feet where he gets to apply it multiple times?
Wow. This is like brutal competition.
Yeah.
But roll.
Rexy, quick draw, lethal
he's
hunter.
He's an animal.
Yeah. He's a gnome.
Yes, deal hunter's quarry damage again with an action point.
Yep, so yes you do.
So you get the d8 and the d10. Here.
Oh. Yep.
See ya.
6, 7 plus.
That's 13.
20.
Plus 7 is 20.
20 total?
20 more. Yes.
I'm not dead!
He's
I have 6 hit points
yet.
Left!
He gets an action!
I get to take an action!
You got anything that like
do I have a move?
Gives you
that
help is just, when you're bloodied?
Yes, you do have a move action still.
You can go somewhere.
He used his hunter quarry.
I'm going to do a few flips behind some trees just to look awesome.
Yep, as well you should.
Go here.
Because he's rolling, and why would he not?
And he's going to try and get out of range and make you move.
Alright, so
I don't even care about getting out of range.
So I'm going to take my move action to do Invigorating Stride.
Yeah, I have
and and parallel you and take Grab a Healing Surge.
Yeah, like that's going to do it good.
Hey, at this point, I might as well. I don't have anything better to do with the move action, so I might as well. So, here we go.
I could have taken the healing surge.
Oh,
you could have taken a healing surge and put
he
salt
did 19
in the wound.
Damage to me right away. He does.
Ooh, you're down to 40.
Yeah, he does two more of those.
Oh, darn.
Right? Life's
you're,
hard.
You're four less than his full health.
He's got an action point yet, too, Jim. You gotta remember that. He's got an action and an action point yet, so.
Yep, so here we go.
He's not gonna puke that much damage out.
I don't know, he could.
Oh, he could.
So,
I smell an upset.
Disruptive shot.
Bracket buster.
Uh-oh, disruptive shot.
I like that one.
Yeah!
Oh, boy.
19 on the die plus 15.
Yeah,
I think that gets it. So that brings my damage to 8, 9, 10. So 11 damage.
Okay.
And you choose for the target to be either immobilized or dazed. I'm going to choose dazed.
Really? Because why would you
save ends? Because I don't want him immobilized. So, Stay
still and shoot me from there.
Action point.
Really
all right, action point.
So
you get one action.
Yeah.
And is it a minus two? Dazed? Is dazed minus two or is it just
one? I think you grant combat advantage, right?
It's one action combat advantage then.
Right, I believe so.
Okay.
So, and
one well-placed arrow will end this roll.
Yes, it will. Or two. Twin strike.
If I'm going to be honest, I think that massive strike. I always think about that. But if I don't hit, then I'm screwed.
I just know that.
All right, so ranged basic.
The likelihood of not hitting this. If he doesn't have that much.
26.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay, so that's another 9. 10. 15 damage.
Ooh. Is he bloodied?
Yeah, he's bloodied.
Wouldn't get that bad.
He was right at bloodied last hit.
I haven't had him for a week and a half, so it's like...
Technically, he's got lower hit points now than...
Holy cow.
So, and I'm going to choose for the target to fall prone from my clever shot. So now he's got to take the minus two to attack from prone or waste his turn standing.
Because he's dazed.
Right, because you're dazed, you only have one action.
I'm freaking awesome at shooting from the ground. I can shoot as I'm falling.
Watch him crit.
You butcher! Because he thinks arrows into you.
This is interesting.
This is going better than I thought it was going to go.
Turned out to be a bit more.
I honestly didn't think I was going to survive round one, but hey.
RNG.
Oh, I better twin strike.
He's going to twin strike.
Twin strike, ooh. The gamble. Here we go.
Because
that's...
At least it gets me two chances.
Right, and it's minus two to the attack roll for attacking from prone.
None of them hit.
Neither hit.
Being laying on the ground and unable to stand, he's just not able to get off shots.
Wow, this one would have been awesome, too.
What's that?
Yeah,
oh, saving throw versus dazed.
Oh,
his bowstring is kicking by.
Is that with a
D20? Just roll 10 or better.
You got it. Yay. You are no longer dazed.
So next turn, you can stand up.
Huh? And shoot.
And shoot.
No, I knocked him prone.
He still has the ability to stand up.
He's dazed. Only one action. He chose to shoot instead of stand.
So
the problem is now he's dazed, so I take a minus two to my attack because he's prone.
Right, because he's prone. So the question is, does he deal more than 14?
All right, so
he's
we're going to...
He's dealt 14 on every hit.
Unless you have an AOE.
He's dealt 14 on every hit.
He had an action.
I do not. So, moving up, as he just stalks towards you, blood in his eyes. I've got no other things to, like, heal or anything, so basically I'm just going to keep shooting you, I think. I don't think there's anything else I can do.
We can talk it out.
We can go after these guys.
Tell that to the families of those you've murdered.
Use my interaction potion.
When, though?
Shoot a big branch out of the tree.
Plus 15.
And start him on fire.
Yeah, got me.
And then pee on
him. Oh, no, minus 2.
Well, 22 after a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
22 still hits.
After a long time.
All right.
So you can do this.
Minor. And 17 damage.
Oh, no.
I'm dead.
He dies.
Oh, no.
He gets rolling.
Oh, no. There has to be a saving throw when you die, is there not?
You're thinking well,
technically, he's under zero.
No, he's got to start making death saves, but
right. but there's nobody.
There's nobody here to rescue him. He makes his first death save. I go up and coup.
That's a good point.
Coup de
grâce. No one to stabilize him.
I am shocked.
Merg coughing up blood comes up. Bam! Point blank and pounds one through the neck.
No way an omen for the move you're making.
Well, you could have.
I didn't realize you had potion.
Wow. I did not expect that.
You are now...
I did not expect Merg to survive that.
Merg is now a legend.
That was just going to be Merg's swan song, was to see how he got taken out like a bitch. Apparently not.
Yeah, too bad nobody was around to see that.
Good die roll.
Yeah. No stories, no songs will be saying about this day.
No witnesses.
Roland
will level to 11 and continue on.
Wow.
Good battle.
Well played, sir. Well played.
I think just totally biffing the damage rolls at the beginning.
I was at 6 hit points at the end of his first round. Yeah. If he had rolled, like, not 1 and 2.
What am I doing?
This This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.